Day 103, Thursday, February 16th. Exodus 26. Exodus 26 1-37 NKJV. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim you shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain on the selvage of one set, and likewise you shall do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. 50 loops you shall make in the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is on the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasps, so that it may be one tabernacle. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair, to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall all have the same measurements. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And you shall make 50 bronze clasps, put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. And a cubit on one side and a cubit on the other side, of what remains of the length of the curtains of the tent, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and on that side, to cover it. You shall also make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent, and a covering of badger skins above that. And for the tabernacle you shall make the boards of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the width of each board. 2 tenons shall be in each board for binding one to another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under each of the boards for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, there shall be 20 boards and their 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the boards. For the far side of the tabernacle, westward, you shall make 6 boards. And you shall also make 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They shall be coupled together at the bottom and they shall be coupled together at the top by one ring. Thus it shall be for both of them. They shall be for the 2 corners. So there shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under each of the boards. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the far side westward. The middle bar shall pass through the midst of the boards from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and overlay the bars with gold. And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern which you were shown on the mountain. You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim. You shall hang it upon the 4 pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, upon 4 sockets of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasps. Then you shall bring the ark of the testimony in there, behind the veil. The veil shall be a divider for you between the holy place and the most holy. You shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy. You shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand across from the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, And you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the door of the tabernacle, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, made by a weaver. And you shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, and you shall cast 5 sockets of bronze for them. Daily Deep Dive. Let's begin today with the comments from the UCG reading program. The word tabernacle comes from a Latin word meaning tent. The Hebrew word translated tabernacle literally means dwelling place. It may refer to either just the tent, or to the tent with the surrounding courtyard. In any case, the sense of being portable and temporary is obvious, and this sense of God having a temporary dwelling will continue all the way up to Solomon's time, when the tabernacle is replaced by the temple, a more fixed structure. This later event is seen by many as a foreshadowing of the kingdom of God, when Christ takes up permanent residence on earth. The time of the tabernacle is thus seen as God inhabiting his people in the fleshly tent of our temporary bodies. Compare 2 Corinthians 5:1-4. In Exodus 26 and 27, we again read of the intricate designing of the master builder himself. Only the finest materials available were used in construction of the tabernacle and its contents. Acacia wood was a light, strong and beautiful wood, durable and resistant to insects and disease that grew in this region. God was very specific in his instructions for the building of the tabernacle. His instruction to be very precise in following the detailed building plan was repeated. He is the same when it comes to his righteous laws. Mankind is not to add to his laws or take away from them. Deuteronomy 4:1-2. Revelation 22:18-19. Whenever God designs and builds anything, he does so according to a careful advance plan. His creation is not the result of some massive random cosmic explosion with colliding planetoids later accidentally forming a globular mass right where the Earth needed to be in the solar system to make it advantageous for human life. Could you imagine reading the words, "In the beginning, God said, oops"? When reading these chapters, take time to appreciate the fine detail of our Creator's perfect craftsmanship. And consider the lesson in Luke 16:10 to see how God judges our character. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. And, since we've already discussed yesterday a number of the same colors, skins, woods, etc., we will simply skip over those things today. Verse 1, John Gill's commentary brings out, "The ground of these curtains was fine linen, twined or doubled, and the Jewish writers, as Maimonides, Ben Gershom, and others, say it was 6 times doubled." The word shesh, here used, signifying 6, and this was interwoven with threads of yarn dyed blue, purple, and scarlet. According to Jarchi, the threads of which this tapestry was made were 24 times doubled. He observes, "There were 4 sorts in every thread, 1 thread of fine linen, and 3 of wool, and every thread was doubled 6 times. Lo, the 4 sorts, when they were twined together, there were 24 doubled to a thread. And, I include this not because it is for sure fact, but to help us wrap our minds around the quality work, durability, etc., that would have been involved in preparing these items for God's temporary dwelling, tabernacle." Verse 2, "A cubit's length can vary between person and between groups. It's technically the length from the elbow to the tip of the middle finger. In looking at the various lengths of Hebrew and Egyptian cubits, it appears that a cubit could range from about 17.5 inches on the short estimate to about 21 on the long estimate. The royal cubit of Egypt is the earliest record of a standard measurement. They found 14 rods in the tomb of Maya that were cut off for the appointed measurement of a cubit. These ancient rods ranged from 20 5/8 inches long to 20 27/32 inches long, so roughly 20.6 to 20.85 inches long. For my estimates in this chapter, I've decided to use the average of the longest and shortest, which would be 19.25, but understand it could be a little more or a little less. These curtains would be approximately 45 feet long, could be as short as around 41 feet long to as long as about 49 feet long. I've included the high and low this time to show how the inches can add up on something of large length. The width of each section was approximately 4.5 feet. Verse 3, the curtain sections were coupled together forming two groups of curtains that were each approximately 22.5 feet wide, or collectively 45 feet wide. That means they were essentially the same height as they were in collective width, 45 by 45. Verse 5, if there were 50 loops and the length was approximately 45 feet long, it would mean that there was a loop spaced apart by just under a foot. If we went with the longer cubit estimate, 49 feet long, they would be essentially a foot apart. Verse 8, these 11 curtains that would tend over the temporary dwelling, each one being approximately 48 feet long and 6.5 feet wide. Verse 9, they were coupled together to form a section approximately 32.5 feet wide and another that was 39 feet wide, but the extra width was to lay over the other section, so essentially, they would form a combined section approximately 65 feet. 16. Each of these boards that stood upright were approximately 16 feet tall by 2.5 feet wide. Verse 17. Every board was to have two tenons. This word is found 1,615 times in the Bible, and is translated hand approximately 85% of the time. Here it is used to indicate two hands or something that would hold the boards in place. Verse 18. There were 20 total boards, which would make the length of the tabernacle approximately 50 feet long if they were laid side by side with essentially no spacing. Verse 19, each board had two silver sockets under each board that would work with the two hands, two tenons, to keep the board in place. Verse 20, you had the same thing on the north side, 20 boards forming the walls, as the south. Verse 21, for the western side, there were six more boards, a total of approximately 15 feet wide. Verse 22, there were two corner boards that went outside the other boards to add additional strength to the corners. Verses 26 to 28, John Gill's commentary states, for instance, the south side, four of these were placed, two at the upper end of the boards, and two at the lower end, and the fifth in the middle of this construction. JFB commentary states, the tabernacle, from its name as well as from its general appearance and arrangements, was a tent, but from the description given in these verses, the boards that formed its walls, the five cross bars that strengthened them, and the middle bar that reached from end to end, and gave it solidity and compactness, it was evidently a more substantial fabric than a light and fragile tent, probably on account of the weight of its various coverings as well as for the protection of its precious furniture. End. Verse 33, the NKJV of the Bible says the veil shall be a divider for you between the holy place and the most holy. The difference between holy and most holy is simply the same word of holy being stated twice in a row, holy, holy. As mentioned in other sections of our study, in Hebrew, when a word is stated twice, it adds an extra layer of meaning, so most is added to show the extra holiness. Only the Ark of the Covenant, testimony, went into the most holy section, where the lampstand and showbread table were in the holy place. Verse 36, this was used to create a covered entrance on the eastern side of the tabernacle. After completing this chapter, I still wasn't sure I was visualizing this correctly. I went searching for a video that was both biblically accurate and well done. I found these videos, the first which only takes 3:43 to watch, helpful. I found it also to be helpful to visualize the gold splendor of the tabernacle. I hope you enjoy it as well. Here's the link. Here is an additional video specific to the curtains, 2:30 minutes long.